Lila Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamash Ben Avili Malach Shabbos Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph Hamotzi Yayin. If one carries out wine, how much raw undiluted wine is a shear that one would be chayav for carrying? Kedei Mezigas Hakos, in order that one should be able to pour a kos shel bracha. The Rav explains that we can make kiddush on, which is a revius. So you have to have enough raw wine, undiluted wine, that you can create a cup. Now, in order to make a cup of wine with this raw wine, you would have a quarter of this cup would be the undiluted wine and 3/4 of it would be water. So if you had 1/4 of a cup of revius, that would be the shear. Cholov, milk, kedei gemia, enough to swallow it. This is a smaller shear than a mole lugmav. However, it's more than a gregaris, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains. It's a different opinions on how large of a shear this is. However, if there's a milk that's from an animal that's not tahar, so the shear is not going to be this because one's not allowed to eat this. Rather, the Rav explains it's going to be the shear to use to color one's eye. I guess they would mix it in with other things. Divash, honey, kedei litin ala kosis. This is enough honey to put on a wound of an animal. If an animal would be carrying certain things, so eventually it would irritate the skin, and they would put the honey on top of the irritation. Now, obviously, honey can be used for eating and other things, but since there's a small shear, because this shear, to put on this wound on the horse or the donkey or animals like that, since the shear is smaller and it's a useful shear, so we're machmir. We're always going by the smallest shear that's useful for anything. Shemen, kedei losuch ever cotton. So oil is the amount that one can smear a small limb. This, Rav explains, is talking about a one-day-old baby, the smallest toe on the foot. So it's a very small amount of oil. Mayim, water, kedei loshuv pehem as a kilor. The smallest shear that water is useful would be enough to rub into, like, an eye patch. Because the eye patch was made of dry medicines, it sounds like, and then they would put water on to moisten it. Ushar kol amashkin bervias. And all other liquids, the shear is always a revius. V'chol ha-shevchin bervias. And any kind of water that's not fitting for anything else, rather, it's like spoiled or dirty water, and it's fitting to make mortar or clay, or things like that out of them, also bervias. Rabbi Shimon Omer, cool on bervias. Rabbi Shimon argues with all these shiurim, like the Rav explains it, even wine, even milk, honey, all these cases, the shear is always a revius. Up until now, up until Rabbi Shimon, the Chacham always held, and gave the shiurim for the Hamon Am, for everybody. But we said in the 7th parak, the first Mishnah, that anything that somebody puts aside for himself, even though everybody else has no use for it, but to him it has a use, he's chayiv. So for another person, if a person is matzniya something, even if it's a kol shehu, it's chayiv. The Mishnais that we've just dealt with in this parak are for most people. And that's where we gave these shiurim. So Rabbi Shimon is cholak, and he says, all these shiurim are going to be revius, v'lo amru kol ha-shiurim halolo el matzniyein. But these other shiurim that were given in the Mishnayis, like kedei gemia and devash kedei litin al kosis, all these examples are for the matzniyein, are for the people, the individuals that set them aside. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no kol shu. If a person sets aside honey, it's not going to be any amount of honey. It's going to actually be the shiurim in this Mishnah. So the minimum amount to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon is mekel. He says to be chayiv, even a person that's matznia something, it still has to be one of these shurim in the Mishnah. Masha'enkin, everybody else, it's the general shurim, like revius. And the Rav says, Allah is not like Rabbi Shimon.